But I just found it so funny. I mean, I was looking on Twitter the other day and someone shared a video of a rugby game, and I can't remember. It was Western Province, I think, versus someone else. I can't remember the exact teams, but it was on the 80th minute, and it was like the attacking team was 5 points away from winning. Right, 5 points on that scoreboard. In the 80th minute, they win. So the attacking team punts it from their side of the field all the way into like the 25 meter line of the opponent's side of the field. And as they start making the run up to the ball, load shedding hits. And the whole stadium goes dark.
So the backup didn't kick in or something.
It kicked in, but it's like it's such a pivotal moment.
Oh man,
the game,
I gotta see that.
On the 80th minute. Yeah. And it went dark.
Typical.
And what do you do? What do you do? It was dark, wow, like so unplayably funny. Dark. Unplayably dark. Even with the backups.
Where's the ball?
Even with the backups, it's just two lights by the posts. Like, that's the only lights.
Oh, my word, that's hilarious.
And then the commentators were going mad, you know? They were like, oh, no, it's sitting. No, what's happening? And I was like, that's an international
The guy's
game.
Running to the ball. And, hey, where's the ball? And they should make it glow in the dark.
I laughed because obviously when they were planning the stages, they were like, okay, there's a rugby match here that ends at, let's say, 4:30 p.m. So we'll start load shedding at 4:30 p.m. Did no one even think, are these people in the stadium going to leave the stadium in load shedding? Because it was dark. You can't see the stadium. You can't see where you're going. But load shedding in the middle of a rugby game that's televised. I mean, that's so embarrassing as a country to have that problem.
Yeah, imagine, eh?